Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey guys, before I get into this week's episode of Sexy Unique Podcast, I have an announcement to make. I have launched a sexy, unique store packed to the brim with sexy, unique merch, including but not limited to the now classic Vanderpump Rules is a Show for Geniuses sticker, Road to Sir art prints, and Sexy Unique Podcast art prints. There will be more to come very soon, but for now, that's what's in stock. You can check it out at www.sexyuniquestore.com. And as always, I have to say love and light to my patrons on Patreon. Your support of this podcast is what keeps this podcast coming back week to week. It's what keeps me able to create Sexy Unique spinoffs, including the ultimate Sexy Unique spinoff that's happening right now, Lohan Island, where I recap Lindsay Lohan's beach house with Carrie O'Donnell. Those episodes are released every Friday, so keep an eye out for them. But really, the reason that I do this, I say this all the time, it is because of the patrons on Patreon. Their support is what allows me to do all the creative work that I'm doing, and I am just filled to the brim with gratitude for every single pledge. If you want to get involved and become a supporter of the pod, it's very, very easy. All you have to do is go to www.patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast, and it is there that you will find all the information you need to become a supporter. For as little as a $1 per episode pledge, you will have access to weekly bonus episodes, throwback episodes about seasons 1 and 2, information about early merch drops, and more. There are tons of levels that you can get involved at, but $1 per episode is the commitment that gets you in and access to virtually an unlimited amount of bonus content. So it's worth the investment, I promise. www.patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast, and go to sexyuniquestore.com and see if anything piques your interest. And now, without further ado, I give to you this week's episode of Sup. This is the Sexy Unique Podcast, an exploration of Vanderpump Rules.
Ain't nobody got me feeling like
And I'm your host, Lara Marie Shane Hall.
Yeah. Everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, I hope you cakes up. London with the beach, here we go, so in. Then we girl with a friend, you'll be both in.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Sexy Unique Podcast. I am your host, Lara, and I'm here today with a Bravo file, a Vanderpump Rules file, and a genius, Jonathan Volek.
Hi. You will be giving my eulogy, apparently. Yeah. I know we've known each other for just a week, but
I know, so that'll cost sold. You, but I'm in.
Yeah, genius, not sure. Pump head, sure.
Pump head, yeah, totally. But
big pump head.
You know, I always say Vanderpump Rules is a show for geniuses. So just by default, if you watch Vanderpump Rules, you are therefore a genius.
100%. I always might, whenever I meet someone new and they are a fellow pump head, my opinion of them just raises. I'm just already more impressed.
You instantly can get on a level with someone, like, you know, if they're a worth talking to, mm-hmm. because like they need to watch Vanderpump or like have some sort of opinion on it, but it weeds out a lot of
100%.
No's, and then instantly bonds you to like anyone else.
Yeah, sometimes it's nice, you meet someone who's like, oh yeah, I've been meaning to get into it, and you're like, well, I'm gonna get you into it.
Yeah.
Or then you meet some people who are like, ugh, like, I'm not getting it. I'm not watching that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like,
you're like, what's your fucking problem?
Yeah, bye.
Like, what would you rather be doing? Like,
I don't know what I've done to you, but I'll take a Pinot Grigio.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, anyone that like shits on Vanderpump Rules, I'm convinced like hasn't actually watched it.
Oh no, 100%.
I don't know anyone that like I've exposed to it totally. And then has not wanted to come back for
everyone
more.
Everyone that's watched from first season, like after the first, they're hooked.
Mm-hmm.
And I am like, just, you know, keep watching.
Yeah.
It's an evolution. I mean, it is. It really, it is one of those.
It's a journey.
Yeah.
The journey is in a weird place right now. Like, how do you feel about this season so far?
You know, I think, I'm always enjoying it, regardless of like, if it's a great season or not. I think this, I'm already coming out with a controversial statement.
Good, yes.
I think this should be this cast last season.
Hmm. That is contro. Why?
I think that we've seen all we need to see. I think, and you know what? I think they're feeling that as well. Maybe not like Kristen, because I feel like Kristen could like do the show to the literal day she dies.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, after last night's episode, like, Sheena, I feel like, is already, like, trying to, like, I have
so
many things to say about Sheena, we'll get to that.
Yeah,
but
on a life
I feel
path.
Like, she's, like, already getting ready to, like, for her next reality venture. I think, like, mm-hmm. she knows, like, what she is and, like, what she brings to the table, and I think she's, like, I think she, like, last night was almost, like, an audition for new reality ventures, but
she's putting it on her reel.
You know, I think this is sort of, I think, like, once, you know, Stassi, I mean, minus like the crazy, you know, her little temper tantrum she had, I think they're all really kind of, it's like, I don't really know what we're watching, because we're not watching servers in a restaurant interact in their professional and personal lives anymore.
Yeah.
We are watching a group of friends mm-hmm. who are friends, which is why I also think the show is so good.
Yeah.
It's because they are friends on camera and they are friends off camera.
Mm-hmm.
And that is important. And that is what a lot of the Housewife franchises don't have.
Yeah.
Missing sometimes. But look, it's been, what, seven? Is it reading this?
It's been six episodes.
But how many seasons?
Seven seasons.
It's been 7 years of.
Yeah, like, we've been watching these people. I was thinking, like, we have grown up with, like, Stassi Schroeder, like, a huge part
of. Through her 20s. That's
From 23 to now 30, we have known this person, I feel like, fairly intimately.
Yeah.
Despite that being, like, a very one sided knowledge. But, like, it's,
they give us a lot, though. That's
they give
the
us
thing.
A lot.
We do know it because they really,
they bleed for us,
yes.
And they look like fucking idiots for us.
They break their phones for us.
So many iPhones have died in the making of this show. They're willing to really go there, and that eventually to take a toll.
It takes a toll, and I think it just comes to an end. I don't personally need to see Jax and Brittany like in postmarital bliss. I don't need to see.
I need to see them get divorced. Well, like, I need to see the whole. I need to see the whole lead up to the wedding itself, and then the eventual.
How full circle would it be if like it ended just like on Jax getting married to Brittany? I mean, it would be like, and like Bo and Stassi, like everyone really has like found their partner in a weird way, minus like even James Kennedy. But I just like, I, you know, and now let me say, I'm not saying Vanderpump Rules needs to go away.
You're That's just saying, let's saying. Get some new blood saying, in the door.
Let's get some new blood. Let's get a new class, a new freshman class. We have not just Sir.
There's so many restaurants.
We got Tom Tom. We got for lease signs on Villa Blanca in Beverly Hills.
I want just a documentary about like what has happened to Villa Blanca. Like I need a history of like the founding of it and through now where she's been trying to sell this restaurant for years.
It's a wild white little hole in the
wall of Beverly Hills where no one goes.
This girl used to go.
Oh, I used to go.
Well, let me tell you, I used to work right down the literally next door to Villa Blanca when I first moved to LA.
Wow.
My first job was at a little talent agency right next to Beverly Hills in Beverly Hills next to Villa Blanca. And I used to go sometimes all the time. We got like a 20% discount. We would do takeout.
Huge, yeah.
We'd see Pandora's husband, Jason, being waiting tables.
The good old days.
See, what's his face? Who's the guy that James Kennedy told, like, you're a no one, I'm above you.
Not Logan.
No, you know who I'm talking about. He's French, and he was lovely. But I've been there, and yeah. I was there once when Brandy and Lisa were filming a scene together for House.
Amazing, yeah.
But my point is, There's so much there. Miss Lisa Vanderpump, love her or hate her, she knows what the fuck she is doing.
Yeah, and she knows what she's doing.
And she could totally bring a new crop of young, wild, weird kids. But like I said, like the reason Vanderpump Rose, I think, was so successful and why it's been so good and why they've had the original cast from season one and they're still there in those credits, but because they do have actual friendships and history and relationships, and that speaks for something.
Yeah, it's hard existing in the neither world of like, obviously people are still pretending to work at Sir.
I have lots of thoughts after last night's episode. We need to talk about the staff meeting.
There's like this charade that's being like propagated,
but there are actual people who do work in those restaurants who I bet would in a second
be on the
sign
show.
Their life away to Bravo and Evolution Media.
Yeah. And so I'm like, it's still riding that line between like trying to pretend that these people are not like wealthy at this point.
No, they're doing
and then like having
tea,
their own.
They're doing,
yeah, like they have a whole thing going.
They're good.
Yeah.
Kristen's making $9,000 on James May. Like she's good. We're good. They have grown up.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't disagree with you. Like, I think that we could always check in with like the legacy cast.
By the way, totally. I wouldn't hate like Kristen like coming in or Lala coming in like for an episode or two to like set someone straight. Like, I would love that. I would eat it up.
But we do need new, desperate West Hollywood.
Bravo. I mean, I don't know. It's really, they don't like at least recasting some of these shows. They have trouble bringing in new people. And I guess with some of the housewives, like there are some housewives that are still on the air that should have been gone a while ago.
Yeah.
But these shows and Vanderpump, they do so well and they do really well in the ratings. And for some reason I read like every year, it's just better and better.
Better and better.
So I feel like they're like, if it's not broke, don't fix it. But it's let's not break it. Let's just let it go out on a high note.
I know, it's like Sex in the City coming to an end, where they were like, you know what, we're not gonna let this get like out of control and get to a place where we've like jumped the shark and like it's sad, like we're gonna end it and leave people wanting more.
In my head, it ended on the first movie. I pretend the second movie just never happened.
No, I disagree, because that second movie is iconic. I will take that opinion to the fucking grave.
Lawrence of my labia. We got that. That's all we needed.
Let's get into this week's episode, because it was a juicy one.
It was a juicy one.
I mean, I do think that they did kind of bring in a crop of new blood by bringing in the moms of the cast, which really provided.
That dinner. Are we just going straight into that dinner?
We'll get there. But was kind of like a new class that I didn't expect.
That was, I was like covering. I mean, you know what? This last night's episode started like a horror movie and it ended like a horror movie. It's like with those,
the three witches retelling like what happened with like a fade to black.
The fading. But okay. The dramatic music and Schwartz under the, it was like, what is happening?
Yeah. Like waking up hungover with this crowd is my truest nightmare. Yeah. Everyone's so puffy. And like,
I've been there before though.
We've all been there,
like waking up on those cloudy Sundays and
it's hot, but it's also really cloudy, kind of inexplicably humid.
Yeah, I felt and it. Like, I felt it through the TV.
You can feel their hangovers. Yeah. Like they're so visceral. Yeah. And then you're just like sitting around. It's like so bright outside. None of them can wear sunglasses because like it would reflect like the cameras. Yes. So they just have to like squint to and suffer it. Through yeah. like the next morning.
It was rough.
And okay, my thoughts are, and I think that this is like a sign that the show is evolving into maybe like a TBD place. Why the fuck wasn't Stassi's full meltdown filmed and shown on camera?
I was thinking.
I think that she's friends with producers and said, I don't want to be shown, like has some sort of side thing where it's like, don't show me like this. Because why would they film up to the point where she's about to like confront someone and then they're like, okay, that's a wrap. We gotta go.
100%. I don't know. I know they were filming. I imagine that party was going pretty late.
Yeah.
And sometimes when Bravo films these late night parties, they do stop and we do. This has happened before.
This happened on Vanderpump Rules.
This has happened on Housewives in New York, Beverly Hills, where they stop filming. I don't know if it's like the crew has to like stop working a certain amount of hours.
Yeah.
I don't know if like. I hire
a fucking night shift crew.
Write those overtime checks. Like, what are we paying? Like, you're telling me. Like, you're telling me you watch Stassi break her iPhone and then it's like, that's a wrap.
Yeah. Like when she's like, I'm going out there. And then
that's not a wrap.
Like, that's not fair.
No, I completely agree. I hate when they do that. It is.
If we're being robbed, I would have
loved to see Stassi making Bo cry.
Yes.
That would have been like chef's kiss. Like,
Stassi came out in like crazy post like winter makeup, screamed at her boyfriend to the point where he started weeping, and then like a fight ensued. Like, I've sunk 7 years of my life into this show specifically so I can get the payoff of this moment.
I don't know what happened.
Don't rob me like that.
It's a really weird. It's really weird that we didn't see it.
It's not okay.
They have like,
I've got beef. Don't do me like that.
She's scared, Stassi. She was.
She's shaking in her.
He seems like
striped socks.
He seems like a good guy. I like him. I like him. I think he's cute. I think he has that weird. He's funny and he's like good looking enough, but he's not super hot.
He's hot. Yeah, he's a
like,
good.
But like I like, and she's right. She's like, I know I'm not going to find anyone else. Like, yeah, no shit.
Yeah, no,
you are.
Fucking
like, you found
shit.
Someone that,
look
like,
at your track record.
You found someone that don't like, is like, seems like normal and nice, but like, we'll like do this reality show with you. We'll wear a wooden fucking bow tie in a confessional for you.
I think that's his choice. I think he is really TBD personal style, but style. That's fine.
That's another.
I mean, as long as he's not like just like an abusive douchebag, like it's great.
Really nice
and he seems
good.
Great.
And
it
makes me like Stassi. It makes me just like root for her.
He has made her so much more likable. And I think also we're seeing a side of her that's like, this is the first time that she's shown like true self-awareness in a way that I have not witnessed on this show before, where she's like, I flip out. I do these things. Like, you see now, I mean, it gets to the point where you realize like it's a cycle of like behavior that has started with her mother when she was young. So she, there's this also like really cool element of like watching her gain awareness of that. And like, hopefully this is the beginning of her breaking that cycle of behavior. But like, her, I like love Bo and Stop. Like, I root for them.
I'm 100%.
I was like, I'm so invested in this relationship.
I think they're gonna last. If he, can,
I think so too. He like loves her.
Doesn't watch the end of last night's episode. They're going to last. Like, the mom. I mean,
no, she's a. It's a true nightmare. But she was also inappropriate to him at the party. Grabbing his ass and like commenting on his dick. I was like, lady, you need to go see a psychiatrist.
Stassi, I think Stassi is like, yeah. You know what? It's her birthday, and she has grown up before her eyes. I believe that. I believe it.
Yeah, she's by no means like perfect. She still is like wildly annoying in a lot of various ways and triggering in a lot of various ways. But I was just like, wow! Like, I felt this sense of pride seeing her kind of like own her behavior, apologize. And like, have the like head on her shoulders. It's like, I got to get my shit together or else I'm going to end up like alone. My mom screaming with a bad dye job, like crying with an off the shoulder shirt.
Yeah. No, it's a scary looking mirror. And it's that. And she also like, it's like, she knows, like, especially with her dating history, it's like, she knows she got a guy that is like,
he's a catch.
Especially so soon after that Patrick.
Yeah.
She's lucky.
She's doing something right. But I also think that like what I didn't hear her necessarily say until kind of later, where she's like, no shots today because I'll turn into a monster. But she's like, it's like, maybe just stop drinking for a while.
Well, well, like, we have a show to make, Lara.
Yeah, like, that's true. Like, you're like, once Vanderpump is off, knows that.
We all everyone's like, James, stop drinking. I'm like, James,
here's a bourbon. go after it. James meets with
my least favorite scene of the
Arthur
episode.
I was just happy to see like a throwback to his like ice cream meetings and like, because remember when he got sober for like a month, mate, and was like, I just love ice cream. And he met with this Arthur who's the pump manager turned life coach.
I literally have a question. How did that happen? How do you go from working at pump to being a life coach?
I think that that's like probably most life coaches in LA have gone, like he's not doing any favors for like the life coach community. Because I think if you really peel back the layers, many of them have a background akin to being the manager of a restaurant like Pump.
I have met guys like Arthur and I can't stand them. He's wearing like this fucking pocket square in the middle of the day, eating ice cream with James, like talking to him, like pulling like a, did that work out for you? I'm just like, ooh, like I hated it.
He's tough.
It was a tough scene. I didn't like it. I didn't like it. I didn't like it.
I'm like, where do you think you are right now? Like in Britain? Like, why are you so like dapper?
I hated it.
But you know what? I feel like being a life coach would be the easiest job to get because you just talk to like dysfunctional dum-dums and you're like,
reality cameras following Arthur goes,
I'm a big fan of mantras.
I'm a big fan of mantras. I was like, what?
I was like, what is his mantra going to be? But then he just says, like, pick three words.
Pick three. I was like, what is he talking about?
Like, I could be a life coach and charge people like $150 per session and tell them the same shit as Arthur and have like a thriving side hustle.
And I got a big, nice collection of pocket squares to go with it. Like, I would
dress just casual.
It was tough. That's the only word I can say.
Yeah.
I will say though, I am constantly rooting for James Kennedy.
I know. Same.
I don't know what James Kennedy is. He's so good at his job.
He is.
And by his job, I mean being on reality television. Mm-hmm. And he's a fine DJ.
He delivers the goods. He does a good job at DJing.
He's so good, but he also, like, he delivers the goods. He has everything that I want. He does have self-awareness. He's not, like, delusional. Whenever he, like, says something fucked up, he's like, yeah, that was fucked up. I said that. I said it because I did this, this, and this. And, like, but he says some of the funniest things. And
his struggle is really authentic. Like, you know, as a viewer, that you're watching someone, like, really try and work through their demons. Yeah. But that's also in a really hard place to do it.
Starting on the show young.
Like, yeah. And now he's, like, 26 or something.
A 21-year-old with a Bravo reality crew following me around. That would just, I'm spooked.
And people kind of don't, the other castmates seem to not ever take that into consideration, that this person is 10 years younger than you.
They don't take it into consideration. And I will say what bothers me about this season and this cast is they seem to all make an agreement that we're not going to film with James.
Yeah.
And I want to say, do you guys want another season? Like, do you want another, like, do you want people to, because James is like the catalyst of so much conflict and controversy and like,
and he's your entertaining. Show
like thrives on that. And he is entertaining. And it's like, what are you doing?
Also, he's not the one to like have the beef with right now. Like their conflict with him is so misguided and it's such a diversion tactic.
Jack's being so mad at him for like.
Yeah. And also like, it's like they truly are jealous haters. Like they want, they see James, a young person with talent and star James potential gets, James and gets, they want to fucking bring him down.
James is making money. James is booking jobs. Like he's booking gigs. And I'm like, I think that bothers him.
Oh,
I think
that bothers them. Fucking like, I think it really does, pinches them.
They're so obsessed with money. Obviously they are.
Yeah. And they view him as like a tangential cast member who didn't put in like the blood, sweat and tears that they did. That
really did care about him was Lala.
Lala cares about him.
Yeah, which I like. And I think they had like a genuine friendship. They came on the show, I think, around the same time. They were like the newbies.
They were tight.
They have like a good,
they made
like,
music together. Good, like, went to the stew together. I need them to be friends again someday. I know, and it kills me too.
I remember feeling really like sad for Lala at the reunion, the last reunion, when she just like broke, remember when she like broke down and went in the bathroom and she was just like, you could tell it like really upset her because like, you know, we've had those people, like those friends that like frustrate us and like aren't growing up and aren't changing and aren't like, they're just all talk. And that, I feel like that's what that is for. Like Lala has grown up. She has grown up.
Yeah.
She's a daddy now.
She is a daddy now.
Ooh, I do love Lala. Yeah. I love Lala. I love her.
She does seem more mature than in the past, well, but I'm also
like on,
just like,
well, cause she's going on like, she's going on the PJs.
I mean, and she has to like rub elbows with Martin Scorsese and like walk the red carpet at Cannes. So you can't really be like the Lala from the first seasons that she showed up as.
Yeah, like
she's got to put a little polish. When was on the last
time? When was the last time Lala was a hostess at Star Restaurant?
You can tell she is. Also,
I think she's walking in with her new Birkin bag, strolling in,
putting on it Robertson in a locker, Boulevard,
clocking in, putting it in a locker. Like, what do you think? We think that's happening?
No, and I think that she is one of the people on the season that is really phoning it in. Like, she's basically, you can tell,
I thought
like,
she phoned it in for that, for Stassi and Ariana's party.
She totally like, did. She showed up like,
I was expecting like a look. I was expecting like something she was going to say to Raquel. Like, there was nothing.
I think she's done. I think she is.
By the way, I think she's done too. You know what?
I think she's wanting to, she's like getting married to her man.
I think she's auditioning for Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh my God, that would be incredible.
Can you imagine?
We need this. We deserve this.
Yeah. I know.
I want Lisa off Beverly Hills, Lala on Beverly Hills.
That would be...
Brandy on Beverly Hills.
You know...
They should do Beverly Hills Housewives, but recast with like, like
Beverly Hills.
Some of the women that are on now, but then do a whole crop of like young housewives, like Lala.
Beverly Hills needs a recap. OC does. Beverly Hills specifically needs to get rid of Lisa. They need to get rid of Erica. I think Erica.
That's a controversial opinion because I know people that die.
Yeah, I know people that die for Erica too. I have no, I'm sorry if like half your listeners just like turned off this podcast.
I think it takes a lot more Erica, than some like Erica.
You have a lot
hate
of Erica
Jane
stands in the house.
But also here, how about this? Because I was talking about this with a friend last night where she was saying Erica Jane has been put on Housewives of Beverly Hills in some of the slumpiest seasons in Housewives history.
Yes.
So like if you actually put her on a season that had real drama, you could get more out of her.
That's not even it for me. I don't think Erica Jayne is a great housewife, period.
Wow.
And I say that because I don't think she gives us anything worthy. I think she gives us looks.
Mm-hmm.
She gives us funny sound bites.
But she's not giving like opinions and conflict.
By the way, like, yeah, she's a Real Housewife of Pasadena. She's given us barely any interactions of her and Tom.
Mm-hmm.
She is afraid to comment on drama. When she does comment on drama, she pretends she doesn't remember. Yeah, pretend amnesia. I said it. And then when she, for some reason, decides to get in it and get in the fight, it's all like, it's not warranted. When she freaked out when she freaked out on Eileen in Tokyo, I love Eileen.
Yeah.
Stan Eileen. When she freaked out on Eileen in Tokyo for no reason, that was wild. When she freaked out on Teddy at Church Key, rest in peace, that was wild. Like, it was so mean, and I just hated it. It put the worst taste in my mouth, and I thought she came off awful in that last reunion. She was phoning it in. She was like rude to Andy, which you're never rude to Andy, especially
no,
at the reunion.
No, you do not so bite the hand that feeds you.
When he was like, did Tom read your book? She's like, no. Why would he? Why are you asking me? And he's like, because, like, isn't that what people do? Like, when I wrote a book, like, my family, right? She was like, no, and she was just so cold, and I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan. She seems like a lovely person. I'm not a fan of her as a housewife.
Okay. There. Fair.
She can go perform. She has the
following. She could tour. Yeah.
She's a tour. I just like, for me, I know we have a season coming up and it looks great. I'm excited for the trailer. I know you're a little hesitant.
I'd watch the trailer last night, and I'm going to jump back in and start watching. I'm going to go back to Housewives of Beverly Hills, and I'm going to go back to New York Housewives.
Yeah, I'm excited for Beverly Hills, but I will say, like, I would have cut Erica, I would have cut Vanderpump, I would have cut Teddy, and I would have kept Rinna, Kyle, and Dorit.
I like Dorit.
And brought in some three or four new girls. And just,
yeah,
like,
I need, like
New York season, you know, like when New York cut Jill, Zarin, Alex McCord, Kelly Bensimone, and then, like, it's like,
yeah,
New York, and it freshened New York up, and now we have, like, one of the best casts, in my opinion. But
I wish that they would bring Catherine McPhee onto Housewives of Beverly Hills.
I mean,
like, everyone's second wives, like, I need them on.
You know what? If I never see David Foster again on my TV, believe it or not, I'm okay with that. I knew we were going to get into a housewife.
We needed to get into that tangent. Yeah.
We need to get this out.
Let's talk about the Sir staff meeting.
Oh,
because that was both everything, but also pointless.
It was everything and pointless, but it was everything to me because it was just like old school pomp.
Yeah.
Vanderpump. Like, remember those like old school, like, staff meetings that we had? We're like, half the staff, like, were actually, they were like,
they were working
staff.
There. They had to show up because it was
like a production meeting.
Yeah.
Of the Vanderpump Rules cast with like a few extras, like, scattered throughout. It was, and my favorite part, I thought this was going to be because they showed the staff meeting in the previews for last week. And I thought it was going to be Lisa being like, so I fired James, but I think we need to have a vote on if we should come back. Like, I thought she was going to put it to a vote and, like, have, like, the restaurant, like,
decide.
It was the best where it was. So, James was fired. If anyone has anything to say, just get it out now. And
yeah.
I was like, Lisa, you messy bitch.
She knows exactly what she's doing.
Dying. I was like, there is no point for this. It was like, it's wild. I also will say,
she's stoking, like, the embers to, like, create conflict between people. And it's actually kind of genius because then you see where people stand. And, like, I thought that there were really good points made by, like, Sheena was like, he works on Tuesdays and Thursdays. If you don't want to be there, like, then don't come to work that day.
And by the way, totally.
Which is, like, that's how a restaurant works.
100%. And let me just say,
and I also, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but, like, I'm so fucking over Katie Maloney's, like, silent, belabored eye rolls and, like, sighs. And it's just, like, Speak up.
I've been over her.
Oh, who hasn't been? Who's been under her?
Lara said it, not me.
I mean, I'm like, said it, girl, not me. Stop. This is such a put on act. Like, I get it. Like, it sucks to be called fat and like whatever, but like, this is not the worst thing that's ever happened to you. Like, zip it. And also, you don't even fucking work here, really. Like, I don't think you work here anymore.
That was my point. It's like, you know, they all barely work there.
Yeah.
Every time I've been to like Sur or Pump in like the last like 2 years, and it hasn't been that many, there was like a month period where like my friends and I were going to Pump every week. I don't mm-hmm. know why.
Been there.
But James Kennedy was always there.
Yeah.
And James Kennedy is always at Sur. He's actually, I think, the one employee that actually works there because he's DJing that restaurant and people are actually coming to see him. I've never seen Sheena working. I've never seen Brittany working. I've never seen Katie working. I haven't seen it. So the fact that Lisa's pretending that, like, I think it's a little wild. I really do.
It's rude.
I'm not supporting James's actions.
By no
means. I think
what
he said was gross and fucked up. And like, yeah. But like, it's James Kennedy. And like, I agree. Like, he maybe like give him a suspension or whatever. But like, people are going to see him.
They show up on that Tuesday party to see James Kennedy do his thing. And like, it is like, I just feel bad for the people in that meeting that actually do work at Sur that are just
like, yeah,
the randos sitting in like the back row who are going to lose money because Katie Maloney is like eye rolling. It's just like, bitch, get the fuck over it.
Face on her that I'm just like, oh, like,
why is that? It's like I've met her IRL and she's very just like whatever. You know what I mean? She's just like blah, but she's not so like anger inducing as she is on the screen where you're just like, God.
I don't think her and Schwartz are meant for this world.
Really? No. Shocker.
I know. I love how I said that. I was like, all right, you're not going to believe what I'm about to say. Yeah. I don't think I've met Katie IRL, but I've met Schwartz IRL. Mm-hmm. And I know he has like kind of like the worst reputation. You don't like him, right? You're not a fan.
I think that he is someone who's in a relationship with a person. He's like in a relationship where he does not have to take any agency over his own life. He just like has a woman in the driver's seat kind of pulling all the strings,
and that's like his whole life.
But I don't know how much that's serving him at this point, and I feel like there has to be a point where it's like, okay,
it's gonna reach a point.
I don't want this power dynamic anymore. And also, it's not healthy for her. Like, she should have someone. When they have that conversation later in the episode where he's like, well, the client said, like, James is spinning, blah, blah, blah. And then she's, like, getting angry, but he's like, blah, 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 blah. Like, he reverts to this, like, baby talk, like, minimization of her feelings, which I think is a not chill move on his part. It's like, you should be able to just have a regular communicative conversation with your significant other where you're
and you're, like, husband and wife.
Yeah.
Like,
you're like, babe, I hear you. I know it sucks, but, like, I got your back and we're going to be fine.
She's
and, like,
he's like a child. He is.
Yeah.
I will say, like, he was lovely in person. He was really nice. And like,
he's very nice.
Welcome it. And like,
he's a cutie.
Like, very cute. Yeah. I think he is very cute. Mm-hmm. Not gonna lie to you.
He's very, yeah.
Possibly. Neither of them are male in the cast.
Yeah. They're not, neither of them are able to truly shine as the person they're meant to be while they're together.
I hope they figure it out before they procreate into this world.
God fucking help them.
I don't want to see that.
No, I do, but I also am like, that little unborn soul doesn't deserve those parents.
Before we leave the staff meeting, I think Billy Lee cannot handle the heat. I don't like her arguing tactics, and then at the end when like she's like, I wouldn't even say fighting with Lala, but just kind of like debating back and forth. And then she screams, Lala, you're not better than me. I was like, where did that come from? I was like, what?
I think that they were beefing prior to the staff meeting because they were really tight.
Because it was like, but like when she was like, Lala, you're not better than me.
Yeah, that was like,
and did you see next scenes? I wrote this, I had to rewind it because I was like, did I? She goes, because I guess
I know what you're going to say.
What she says.
She's like,
if she pulls the weight card, I can pull the trans card. I can't stop being trans, but she can put down the food.
She goes, if she pulls the fat card, it wasn't even the weight card. It was the fat card, which is
the fat card.
Everything.
Yeah, I can pull the trans card. I can't stop being trans. She can put down the food. Oof.
I mean, wow. Oh, she's not wrong. I'm just saying.
She's not wrong.
But it's also like, Billy Lee, why you gotta go there? Why you gotta go there, girl?
I'm so curious because I remember reading about this fight in next week's episode.
Oh, yeah. It was a huge deal.
It was like a big thing on Instagram. Social media and Instagram. When I guess, yeah, Katie proves the point that they can bring in money. And
they did literally one event. Yeah, I remember when that was happening.
Billy Lee says she wasn't invited because she is trans.
Yeah.
But all the girls say she was invited. So
it's a TBD. I was curious as to whether Billy Lee was trying to like drum up drama.
That's like,
or if that was really like she was excluded on some level.
I'm going to give Katie Maloney, I know I just talked so much shit on her, but I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt that she wouldn't exclude Billy Lee because she's trans.
I don't think that they're that.
And I know like Ariana likes Billy and Sheena likes Billy. And like, I don't know what happened. Well, that's next week. But,
maybe it's just because her name wasn't on the flyer and she was invited. Yeah, I think it's probably. She was invited.
Like, you want to be in this season?
Yeah, or being like the producer's like, hey, Billy, can you come here for a second? She's like, yeah, what's up?
If you weren't on this flyer.
What? How do you feel about like being left out on the flyer? Yeah. Do you think it's because you're trans? Like, you know that there is a producer that got like really like, dirty with her. Yeah. They did her dirty in the background. They're like friends with Katie now. So they're coming and poking Billy Lee. Hasn't she been through enough?
Yeah.
She's recovering from her butt implants. Like, why you got to do her like that? I like Billy Lee. I'm here for her, like flipping the fuck out.
I just like thought, like I don't know. And like, I thought she made
a good point about the Kristen thing. I don't think that Kristen's to blame for every time James freaks out.
Yes, I agree. But then she was like, "Well, then don't have Kristen in your restaurant." And it's like, that's like,
you're like, Billy, we've tried, stupid. But she keeps showing up. Like, you cannot banish Kristen Doty from like, the restaurant.
I do love how much Lisa Vanderpump hates Kristen, and I'm so curious. There's more to that, and I don't know really what. I don't think we know what it is, but you know, if Lisa had her way, Kristen wouldn't be on the show.
Yeah, I think it's just that Kristen is not like deferential to Lisa and like doesn't worship her in the same way.
Yeah, like Stassi, and like
Stassi still craves Lisa's approval. Brittany needs Lisa's approval. All the men need Lisa's approval. Yeah. But Kristen is just like, suck a dick.
Yeah, she's the first one to kind of really be like, I don't need you. I don't care about you. She's the only one that hasn't gone like running back to Lisa looking for a job. Like, she got fired and she like went on her merry own way. Yeah. Which, like, respect.
Respect.
Honestly, I wrote down in my little notes that I think Kristen Doty is the smartest cast member on this show.
Kristen serves.
I think I do. I believe this in all of my heart. I think she is. First, I think it's brilliant that she's still on the show and in those opening credits after not, like, just, like, not working at the restaurant and, like, Lisa hating her. Like, she's still somehow in it.
Yeah.
I'm like, She's fought for this. I think she's good reality TV. I think she knows how to, like, work the cameras. I think she says some funny stuff. I think she got back into that group under almost impossible circumstances in the beginning. She brought James Kennedy into the picture. Let's not forget, which is, I think she knew he was brilliant TV. And like, to get, like, I just think she knows exactly what she's doing. And also, she seems to have one of the more stable relationships in the entire show, but is still managed to have the boyfriend on the show, but keep him out of the main cast. I think that is also a brilliant move. I wouldn't go that far. But I think she is one of the smarter cast members on the show.
I
believe that.
She's consistent in the fact that she gives us something every time she graces the screen. I think that Brittany is so emotional about like the James thing because she is truly not over the Jack stuff.
Yeah, and she's taking it out on James because it's much easier to take it out on James than Jack.
And it's so transparent.
I just don't care. I don't care. Honestly, it's like, I feel like this season maybe... I feel like this season they're trying to make like Jax and Brittany like the centerfold of this cast and like, yeah, and
like
everything
revolves around.
Yeah, and I just don't buy it and I don't want to buy it and I'm not entertained by it, yeah. I guess. I didn't watch their spinoff in Kentucky. I had no interest in that.
Yeah, well, you saved yourself like 3 hours of your life. Like, it was not anything.
I did not.
To write home about.
No.
But, like, I'm just not here for some, like, false narrative of, like, Jax's change and, like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm not here for, like, the wool being pulled over my eyes. I feel like it's disrespectful. And I stand for more than that. And I hold the show to a higher standard.
I agree.
And, like, let's, like, if I'm not here to, like, get to the end of, like, their perfect fairy tale life and, like, be sold that story. Like, I just am not buying it. I call full bullshit on it. And, like,
they both
needs to turn.
You know, I think it's at the point where they just both know they, like, need each other.
And they want money.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're probably making a pretty penny for getting married because know that that's going to be filmed.
It's going to be filmed. 100%. Yeah. And it's going to catered by their beer. What is it? Beer. Butter.
Mama's beer butter. That sounds good. Beer cheese.
Beer cheese.
Yeah. The beer cheese. Hopefully there will be a beer cheese fountain
at
the wedding.
They're going to make a fortune. They're going to the next.
God, that wedding's going to be just a trash-tastic event.
It can't get worse than Sheena Shea's wedding.
No, it's going to be like...
Sheena Shea's wedding.
It's going to be better because they have money to spend on this. Yeah. And they also are more famous, so they can get like partnerships. Yeah. But their taste level is like... But bonkers, so it's gonna just be like a Taco Bell explosion.
Yeah, it's gonna be
in a fucking castle in the middle of nowhere, Kentucky. Like,
it's gonna be
chef's kiss.
It's gonna
level.
Be a disaster, and I'm gonna be here for it 100%. Yeah. The Sheena Shea wedding is one of my favorite Vanderpump Rules like moments. That wedding was wild.
And her having her friends pick up all the trash after the wedding was the quintessential.
Was it the wedding like on like a Tuesday or was like a Monday?
They love getting married on like a weekday.
They're like, well, this is our weekend. We're all waiters. I'm like, what?
No, it's called like, it's really cheap to get married on those off brand days.
And when she got, oh my God. And when the girl started singing before she was ready and she made her start again,
it was everything. I need to rewatch that episode.
It's a good episode.
It's a classic.
Crop drop wedding dress. Come on.
Sheena, I love her dressed like a sassy receptionist with like her, you know that like
about the wet hair.
The
look
wet hair look with the red
blazer.
Yeah, very blazer. Yeah, it's very like trying to be Kim K.
Trying to be Kim K.
But it looks like someone your dad would cheat on your mom with.
Kim K.
Yeah.
I love Sheena.
I love her. She really
said, I think she's the only one thinking ahead. I think like this was like her segment. Even the other girls are loving what she's giving. Like they were like watching her Instagram.
Yeah, they're like
it was entertaining and funny, and like whether you're laughing at her or with her, like I'm laughing. I am feeling
you're still
joy.
Watching. Yeah.
I am watching like when she was like and she's making out with him and she's like talking in her voice over like, yeah, and like I just feel like he's here for the right reasons. It's like you literally like this literally was like a turning into the Bachelorette. It was wild. It was like, what are the right reasons, Sheena? Like I would love to know what these reasons are.
Yeah. When Lisa I love when she the staff meet at the end, she's like, I don't support anyone talking bad to each other. I was like, bitch, yes, you do. That's this whole show is based off
Lisa
of people talking
all,
shit to each other. She's so like talks out of two different sides of her mouth. Always has,
and
always
way,
will.
And
that's why it's great. But
that's
it's
great,
also.
But I think that's what's also getting her into a heap of trouble this coming season of
I'm like,
Beverly Hills.
In this fucking economy, you cannot.
I think all her behavior is like catching up to her.
She's
and
about to be exposed.
And reader, listener, I am here for it.
Lisa goes, I 100% don't support the way he rapped. Which is amazing. And then it cut to her. Literally, she went on Watch What Happens Live and made a joke about Jackson Faith that. So it's like, okay, where, like, why is that just like whatever? But then James isn't held. Like, it's just irritating.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. Stassi Skypes with her publisher and reveals that she's gotten a book deal.
How much money do you think she made on that?
I'm curious.
Gross question. I was just like,
no, that's not a gross question.
It was literally the first thing I thought of when I was watching. I was like, how much money is she making?
I'm sure it was in the 6-figure range. Jeez. Probably like,
good for her.
She could have gotten like 500 grand, like probably like 400 to 500,000.
Good for her.
But I will say,
she got some central AC now.
Yeah. She probably worked with a ghostwriter. Like that.
Word on the street.
Yeah. I mean, I just feel like that had to be the case because like I don't know how you go from like writing on Pandora's like random online blog the Divine Addiction is your only writing that you've done, and then like some of your own fashion blog.
I forgot about the Pandora blog,
but like you've never written like a real article for a real publication. So like TBD
out?
No, it's coming out soonish, I think, but or like
this
year.
Are they sending you an advanced copy? I feel like you would be on the receiving end of one of those.
Oh my God, I would die for an advanced copy. If Stassi, if you're listening, like send me. I'm gonna read this book. Like I was triggered by,
I guess if she's gonna write a book, like this is the book she's gonna write.
Yeah, right? But I think she's working probably with like a very smart ghostwriter. Totally. Her Skyping with her publishers, like that's just not really how, like that's a very glossy way of like how it works to get a book deal. Like her having 3 months to write this book. Yeah. Like I had, I think with my first book that I wrote, 5 months or almost a little under 6 months to write the first manuscript pass. But like I was working with two other people so we could work faster. And so that's why I also think she's working with a ghostwriter. And I think that also probably most of her proposal, like had a lot of sample chapters and a lot of like the heavy lifting, figuring out what the book is already in it.
Yeah.
So the real writing meat is probably just like filling out the blanks of like, so it makes sense. So I'm like definitely at a ghostwriter. And like, yeah.
Accusation, Aviva.
I mean, we'll see.
Yeah, no, happy for her.
I'm mildly happy. Triggered, but it's like, whatever, that's my own shit. But yeah, send me an advanced copy. I want to read it.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it's a good coffee table book.
I love also when she gets off like this Skype with her publishers and then she's like, Bo's like, do you want me to leave so you can start writing? And she goes, no, I have so much to do today. Like, Kristen's mom is getting in town. And it's just like,
you have nothing to do today.
Stassi. No, you literally have zero to do. The people are about to leave your apartment where you could, if you were actually the sole writer of this book, sit down and do it. But the fact that you like need to like go to Kristen, like deal with Kristen's mom coming in town, also leads me down a ghostwriter path.
Totally. Yeah. No, I think you're, I don't think that's a, I think that's a fair assumption.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Dana is a fucking predator. She is.
Are we, where?
I think this was just a moment where like they flash back to like her praying on Bo at the party. Yeah, she like grabbed his ass.
Dana and, like, spooks me. I wrote down in my notes, just regarding Dana, if my mother did this, that would be it.
Yeah. It would be Dana, grounds for
never do what Stassi did.
Never.
It's what Dana did. Yeah, it was spooky. Every scene of hers was spooky.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
I don't know what is gonna happen.
I don't know. I feel bad. She has like a little brother that Dana is.
She has a little sister too.
Does she?
Yeah. She has like multiple siblings. Like
the little brother.
No. I mean, the sister is like not, she's only been like featured very briefly on the show, just like kind of a cutaway shot.
Like two little. Like,
yeah. It's not cute.
I mean, her ovaries are being absorbed in her body.
I can't.
And I don't want to speak on that. I don't have ovaries, but
we'll get there. Yeah. My favorite moment of the entire episode was in this next scene when Lisa is sitting at the table with Ken and she goes, she's looking at Jiggy and she goes, the crispy chicken was really good, wasn't it, Jiggy? And then it just slows him like
Jiggy,
slowly
Jiggy
passing away.
Jiggy doesn't look like he's breathing.
No, his like tongue was like half out of his mouth. Like Ken had to give him CPR in the back. Oh my God, scene.
So like Lisa will give any sound bites to promote her fucking restaurant.
I know.
I said, it's like genius, but almost frustrating. It's frustrating and genius.
Yeah.
I do have when Lisa said that when she was tasting the drinks, she goes, it's off the hook.
No, that was really uncomfortable.
I was like, ooh. I got a shiver down my spine. I was like, never say that again, Lisa.
No. The Tom Tom audition cocktail scene was pretty unremarkable, aside from one cocktail.
They did look good.
They looked good.
I was like,
the Clockwork Pink is delicious.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's my favorite Tom Tom beverage.
I need to go back. I went when they had like a soft open and my friends and I had a really, really enjoyable time at Tom Tom.
It's great.
And I recommend to anyone that's in the Santa Monica Boulevard area, West Hollywood.
You gotta check it out. Yeah. Get the crispy cauliflower.
The crispy cauliflower. That's the reason. It was so good.
I crave that. Like I could pound like two orders of that right now.
It's like a cute
The mac and cheese is good.
Like it's a cute, it's,
It's yeah, I liked it. I did.
Yeah, not everything on the menu is delish, but there are certain things that you're like, I crave, which has never happened to me with any other Vanderpump restaurant. So that's kind of saying something. Yeah. The one I need though to have like a just a quick sidebar conversation about the Cape Canaveral caprese. What the fuck?
I was wondering what that was.
What the fuck was that? What was that?
I don't know. I saw the mozzarella.
Mozzarella ball garnishes on. Was it a Bloody Mary?
I don't know. It was. I've never seen that before. I don't think I want to see it.
My stomach is like actually churning thinking about this like abomination of a cocktail that Tom Sandoval was like, oh, so I'm going to serve this as an appetizer. Like, what the fuck is it?
Sandoval's getting on my nerves this season.
Sandoval, he asked like that fake question in the job in like the staff meeting. He's like, what about hiring? Like, and it's like, Sandoval, that's clearly not what this is about. Like, shut the fuck up.
It's.
But that cocktail was ground. Like, I would be like, you're fired. This is not called Tom anymore.
Do you feel bad for the Toms when it, in regards to their position in this restaurant business?
No, not really. They don't have to do shit, and they get to have their names on a restaurant, and they are taking home, like,
they
thought
they were going to be, like, partners.
Yeah.
And they aren't collectively even allowed to watch them bring in the furniture and decorations.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, it's kind of dark.
It's dark, but it's, like, this is their life now. I love how much the designer,
Nick, hates them.
Same. I live for Nick Elaine hating Tom Tom.
I loved it so much. He's like, yeah, like. No, he just like wasn't happening. I loved it.
I think that they, you know, like this is the path that they've chosen. Yeah. They get like something for doing pretty much nothing. I mean, Tom Schwartz has failed upwards his entire life.
That's wild.
White male mediocrity.
Straight white male.
Yeah. And it's like. Dumb. Okay, fine.
He's like, good looking. It's like,
do I love Tom Tom? Absolutely. I want to go there right now.
Are they expanding it?
They are. They're knocking down whatever's next door, which I think
Bottega
is bad.
Bottega Louie is next door.
Bottega Louie is next door, but the other side, they're taking over that space and expanding it to much bigger, which I think could be a bad move.
But I don't think it served pump one. No. Sir.
Yeah. They did that, Sir's too big. The food is way fucking too big. Awful.
Someone literally is coming into town that I went to camp with this weekend, and they literally sent me a message on Instagram like asking if we can go to Sir, and I literally...
You're like, no.
I literally wrote, no. You can go and hit me up after.
Well, like, you guys could go to Tom Tom. That'd be chill. Like, but, like, there is truly...
The locals want to go to Sir. They just think that's where everything is. That's...
They're not locals. They're from out of town.
Yeah, but I call, like, out of towners, like, locals.
Love that.
You ever seen that Gaga video of her doing the piano?
No, what is it?
Oh my god, I'll show it to you after this. Okay. She's like, so happy to see so many locals. It's really good.
Yeah,
I'm sure,
I mean,
like five of your gay listeners listening will know what I'm
talking
about.
The only thing that's worth ordering at Sir is a glass of Vanderpump Rosé, because you know that can't be that fucked up. Like, everything else there
is
some...
Is that the stuff Pandora...
Yeah.
Ugh, I hate Pandora.
Everything there
least,
is
she's
like...
She's my least favorite character to come out of any Bravo show.
Yeah, she gives us nothing.
I hate her.
Yeah, she's truly a snooze fest.
The worst.
But like, Sir is a frozen vegetable restaurant. Like, that's all
totally.
You need to know.
Yeah, you
go
those
in there,
cheese balls
do a
are
lap.
Being homemade.
No. Do a lap, get a glass of rosé to
say
pregame.
Say hi to DJ James Kennedy.
Yeah, James Kennedy's there. That's fucking
Peter's
awesome.
Peter's there. James Kennedy there. And what's
Peter will be there.
And what's
Guillermo.
The hot Guillermo?
Yeah, who Guillermo. I heard is like actually a creep. Like,
no.
I know someone who knows like... who dated a girl that worked at Sir for a while, like this like hot young girl who said...
Wait. Isn't he married to...
Diane, not Diana.
The other... They're married.
Whatever that French lady is. Yeah. I can't remember her name right now. Either. Natalie. He is, but she apparently, according to my friend who dated this former server, Guillermo was a fucking gross, like Me Too-esque creepy-ass dude.
Doesn't surprise me.
So do with that info what you will. It's like literally the fourth party intel, but whatever. Okay. Yeah, and also don't go to Sir, go to fucking Tom Tom. Yeah,
I didn't even write that because I was like, it's, I just was like, you go.
Yeah. Enjoy. Anyone who wants to come in from out of town and hit me up, I'm down to go to Tom Tom. Don't ask me to go to Sir. No. Brittany and Stassi and Katie go to Rage Ground.
No, I don't even want to talk about it.
This is one of those moments where it's like, trope.
I hate this reality TV. I hate when they go on these, go do
them
this.
Doing outings.
I hate
that.
I hate, no, it's not even, I'm fine with the outings. I just hate the breaking rage room. I hate the escape rooms. I hate, I don't, I'm not.
You're not here for
I'm
it.
I'm not here for it. I don't know. I hate it. I literally hate that trope. I think it's dumb. I think it's just like filler.
Yeah.
But we can talk about it because this is your podcast.
I just would like, I like the thought of breaking plates seems very fulfilling, but like hitting a printer. I would love
to go to Mykonos and like break plates, like overlooking, like in Greece. And, like,
yeah, like go, like, oh,
that
ba!
Be,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
that would be chic. And like, mm-hmm. I have a friend who got married and I was watching her Instagram video and they were breaking. I was like, that looks fun, but I don't need to go into like a room like on La Cienega Boulevard and like.
Yeah, I'm not trying to like go downtown and pay like $56 plus tax to go like hit a printer.
I have no interest.
Like,
I have no interest.
No.
Just scream into the pillow like I do.
Scream into the pillow, go to therapy.
Yeah, or that.
I love though, Brittany goes, I've never done therapy, but that feels like we just did so much therapy. And it's like, no, bitch, that is not what therapy feels like. But like, nice try. Also, go to a fucking therapist.
I wonder if like the cameras went down and then like Brittany like really got like her inner rage came out and she just started like.
I mean,
like I wonder. I mean, there's. I mean, they were right. Like Brittany's got to have some rage. No?
Yeah, and it, but you see it too. Like when she goes out of her like sweet same Brittany kind of act.
Yeah,
when she's like. Actually not, like she gets really defensive with them when they're like think like all of a sudden everything was fine again. She's like, actually no, it wasn't. I hate that you say that. And it's just like that facade's cracking. And honestly, like it makes me sad when I see anyone that's like clearly could benefit from some sort of like time spent like alone, like out of a relationship, and then also like Brittany's do some like self-searching and like figure out who you are, like figure out your self-esteem.
I agree. I think
you need a therapist. Like you should not be with this person.
Yeah, no. Brittany, I mean, she seems like she seems like a lovely girl. I did meet her IRL and she was nothing but lovely.
Yeah.
And I'm like her just like her whole track, her like meeting Jax, moving here with him in that scary studio apartment in Hollywood, getting a job at Sir, like going from Hooters to Sir, like not knowing anyone, making friends with this specific group. I'm just like, have you like stopped for a minute to just like pause and reflect and
be like, think what about, is my life?
Yeah, I don't think she has. And no. I think it's, I don't, I, it,
that train has been full steam ahead since like.
And I'm a little, it makes me a little worried for my little Brit.
Yeah, I don't think that.
But
this,
I get it. But by the way, I get how all those girls feel. They all want the best for Brittany. And I'm like, I want the best for Brittany too.
Like, yeah, like I want her to thrive.
I don't want her. I don't want her to be in pain. I felt I
was living for the flashbacks from last season where she was like screaming at Jax and like hitting him. Because that was truly one of the best seasons of this show in history. One of the best seasons of any reality show ever.
It was a gift. It was a gift last season.
Yeah.
Totally.
Like the last
second,
season,
from the first frame to the last, it was
art.
Beautiful.
Truly, it was like as though we all collectively as an audience took the best MDMA ever and like peaked.
Yeah.
And then now we're in like a serotonin deficit this season.
I was rolling my face off last season and now I'm just have some candles lit and I'm watching.
Yeah, I'm trying to like smoke a little weed and like even out. Like I'm going to the psychiatrist more, trying to like fine tune some medication to just like get back to where we were, but like I don't know if it will ever get there again.
Yeah,
we need like Tom and Katie to like either break up, like they need to have some shit go down. Yeah. We need Jax and Brittany to have some shit go down.
You know, here's the thing, and that's what I said earlier, you know, going back to my point of like just starting fresh, like I don't think this cast, I don't think any crazy change is coming.
Yeah. I think
they've sort of figured out where they want to be, like
And they have now personal can choose
life
that
on their public life.
Yeah.
And,
because they have the financial freedom to do that.
Exactly. When they first started, they had literally nothing to lose.
Yeah.
They had not, and that's what was beautiful. And now they kind of have some things to lose.
Yeah.
And it shows. And I get it. It's no one's fault. This is the machine that we are all willing participants in. But yeah, I mean, I don't think anything crazy is gonna happen. I think Schwartz and Katie are gonna have a baby, and I think like that's just what's gonna happen. I think they're growing up.
I'm scared.
We gotta send them off.
I love seeing the hierarchy of like reality TV snobbery, because all the girls are watching Sheena's Insta story while she's like on a date with Robbie from The Bachelor.
Yeah,
and like Stassi's like, God, Stassi's she really loves those Bachelor people. And it's like, I love that they think that they're higher up than the Bachelor people, which they are.
Which is why they are, but they're, well, like, are they?
I mean,
Bachelors,
from, okay, from a fan recognition standpoint, the Bachelor reaches like a crazy much larger audience. So yes. Like, we could venture to say that like Robbie from The Bachelor is way more famous than Stassi Schroeder. But from like a, I don't know, I would be interested to hear the fans weighing, because like The Bachelor doesn't super do it for me. Like, me neither. I'll watch it.
I watched the first episode just out of curiosity. Yeah. I would literally fast forward through so much because it was so much like
too long.
It was like, I was like, ugh, this is like, it's like an event.
The longest fucking thing. Yeah. It's like, why don't we trim the fat, make it like an hour? Yeah. Like, I just can't do like a 2 hour thing.
No.
I watched last night's episode of The Bachelor. It makes me lol, but I'm like also not going to give that much like time to it. It's like too time consuming.
Me neither.
And I think that it's also like, it's just not as smart of a TV show as something like Vanderpump Rules or like the premise.
They are much smarter on Vanderpump Rules.
They're just like not saying much. It's like comparing like a worm to a cockroach.
I like said it and I'm like, what am I doing?
But like, it's funny to see like the, so just like the hierarchy.
They were thinking, you could tell they were like, we're better than this. But they were also.
But Bravo is also premium cable, totally. So that is like chicker than being on like a network TV show.
Also, though, they were like wildly entertained by it, and like bless Sheena, like live Instagram living like a date, like bless her, like
She's shameless.
She's shameless.
You're turning like red right now, thinking of the like. You're actually. I sense your like secondhand embarrassment, imagining yourself Instagram living a date.
What I'm doing. I'm just picturing like myself like going like going
so
like,
cringe,
strolling in the act bar with like a guy I've gone on like 2 dates with. Like, hey everyone,
we're
going to act bar.
What's but wild?
I love Sheena. I do. I think she's just giving us a lot. And when she was talking about Adam, and she was like, yeah, he doesn't want to hook up with me, but like, I would give in any moment. Like, I cackled out loud. I thought it was so funny. And
it's
like,
funny.
I think she's almost been humbled by like last season with
the
like,
Rob,
her, the Rob shit show of it. But I think she's almost kind of like leaning into that narrative. And I don't hate it. I think it's like kind of funny, and like she like is like, she's a mess. Like homegirl just like went up, moved to Marina Del Rey,
yeah,
and is like dating like these
dating
random,
a pair of quote, friends,
and I'm putting dating in quotes because like what are they doing?
It's like, really confusing.
It is confusing.
You're just
Sheena
doing this
is I don't know if you're
time.
Sheena is and she is a hot girl. I'm not a heterosexual man, so I don't know if I'm by FYI. By the way,
for all you ladies out there,
Sheena though,
whose vaginas were tingling, I hate to burst her bubble.
Sheena, she is hot. Like she's like I imagine there would be a lot of good looking real heterosexual men who would be down for that.
Yeah.
So I don't really understand the Adam of it. It's a little confusing. And I guess what I'm saying is like I would watch a spinoff of Sheena.
Yeah, like Sheena dating is something I'm really interested in.
Dating show. And if Bravo has any sense, they would get on that and sort of do like a Bachelor-esque dating show with Sheena. That would be
brilliant.
Because Sheena and
the Marina. It is so clear that she doesn't give a fuck about anything else but finding a man.
And she doesn't give a fuck about anything else but herself.
Which is like two ingredients for really good dating reality show.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Sheena needs to find a man. And also,
I think she knows that. And I think like last night was like, here's a little taste.
Yeah. She's like auditioning. Yeah. Like she's getting now creative with like how she wants to present herself. Yeah. And it really is just like a man hungry.
It didn't feel like we were watching Vanderpump Rules. I felt like I was like watching like a bachelor show. Like the music was different. The filming was different. Like they're in this like they're doing this wild date.
That rooftop though looked really hot, and it was also like one of those horrible smoggy brown LA days that, like the city stretching out behind them, so it was like shades of brown. It's funny you said so
that.
Gross.
I was literally thinking this is like the least, like this would be like my, like I would never do that date. I have like such a fear of heights, and be like it looked so hot and bright, and like I just don't want that lighting on me, and like I don't want that for anyone.
I'd be sweating so much. But it
was like, that was such like a bachelor type of date.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was enthralled by it.
I was wilding out. I loved watching it. What Sky Space is, because when I go to therapy, my therapist is downtown, and I park at the public library and then walk over because that's like the cheapest parking within like a mile radius. And I always am seeing these signs around there that's like Sky Space, Sky. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? And I was there yesterday. And then my question was magically answered via Vanderpump Rules. Yeah.
I love when that happens.
I love Lisa's casual working looks that she wears when she has to like roll up her sleeves and get down to business.
Her glasses and her hair pulled up. It's a look we don't get to see that often.
Yeah, she wears jeans and sneakers.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm always very, Lisa has like some of the worst style of like.
It's very specific.
It's so specific, but it's so, and I will say it's gotten better. But there are so many looks over the years that she has worn that I'm just like, what are you doing? And the hair, I think, is a mess. It's like so thick. It's like
I like the hair because it's like thick hot roller hair, which I'm partial to.
I wish she would like cut it, like thin it out a little bit. Like she's beautiful.
She's stunning. Yeah,
beautiful. And like whatever she's doing to maintain it, and like whatever, like I don't know what, but she looks amazing.
Yeah.
I genuinely believe that, but some of her style and like we've seen that, God knows how many times we've been in that fucking closet in Villa Rosa with her, and like you see like she's got a closet and she's like got some nice ass shit, but I'm like, I just don't think she knows how to put it together.
No, I think she just wants to put it together her way. Yeah, and like, and not anyone else's.
I would love to help her out,
but when she looks more casual, even more beautiful. Yeah, because it's totally. Like you're not wearing some like gaudy awful like pink satin polyester blouse.
100%.
Like you look like a real hot person.
Yeah.
And even the Toms like say that when they of course try and show up, even though they're explicitly not invited.
Yeah.
Tom Sandoval keeps going, God, you look so cute. I love how cute you look.
I hate that. Like stop. I hate that.
They're like kissing ass to like get in the restaurant.
You know who just looks like he's always in pain?
Schwartz.
Ken Todd.
Yeah, he is. His hips are probably like.
Like, first off, like his shirts are just like, I feel like those buttons are about to pop any moment.
Yeah.
And he just always looks like sweaty and red and like ready to fight. He looks like he's just always like ready to fight.
Yeah.
In this like weird calming way. I don't know. I'm just like, he makes me nervous.
I'm excited to see him lose his shit on Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh my God. When he's like
screaming at Kyle.
He like voice like goes, I'm like, whoa.
When Ken like.
What was that?
Finally pipes up in defense of Lisa. It never disappoints.
I need to know what that fight is. I need to know, like, because I genuinely thought Kyle and Lisa would be like unbreakable at this point.
Yeah.
But I guess no one is safe.
No one's safe.
Bethany Frankel and Jill Zarin can't get it together, then I think no one is safe.
Yeah.
And that is a friendship and relationship. I'm just putting it out there that I'm rooting for every day.
Your lighthouse, if you will. Tom and Tom have to go get ready for the relaunch of James May. Thank God we got to see that. Sandoval does a drive-by and he like full-blown has a Mercedes. Like a sedan. Car's like $80,000.
I saw that and I was like, ooh.
I was like, fuck you for trying to make me believe that anyone works at Sir anymore.
And he's still living in that shitty fucking apartment.
He better get a house.
that house that he toured last season with Ariana. Remember that cute mm-hmm. little like West Hollywood? I was like, it was a nice house. It was a nice, I don't know what to say. It was a nice house. I was like, yeah, you should want to live here.
Yeah. There needs to be some sort of upgrade. Yeah. Driving that car and living in that apartment is
That just shows you like his priorities and like the type of guy Sandoval is. And like, it's like all you need to know.
I think Ariana has a Range Rover and he has that Mercedes. And then they drive those cars all over town.
Do you think it's the Lala effect?
I think so. Everyone is needing to do a Rover was in the shop,
so I'm bringing daddy's Rover. I was like, ooh.
The wealth flexes, but I'm here for that. Like, I want more of that. Yeah.
I don't know if that's what I signed up for Vanderpump Rules.
I mean, I didn't.
See, it's funny you say that because when you mentioned Brandy Glanville earlier, like coming back to Beverly Hills, like I don't want that, but I don't want that because I don't think she represents like that. Like
that
I
lifestyle.
Wanna see, like, some money. I want to see like some nice homes and car. Like I want to see it all. And like, I don't know. Brandy's like good TV, but I don't know. I
want to see like, I like the fact that the cast of Vanderpump Rules has money now, and I want to see how they spend it because I know it's going to be bad. Like, I know that they are going to make, like, shitty financial situations. They're going to, like, lease expensive fucking cars. And I need to see all of it. Like, they're going to wear some real wild fashions that, like, they think are, like, the bee's knees but are really just, like, so tragic.
Their fashion is... Rough.
It's challenging.
Speaking of
James May, that's a good great segue. You're really picking up on the podcast. I like it.
Same time next week.
Kristen has invited friends and family and various media outlets. Like, girl, you do it to yourself.
I laugh.
You do nothing but give us material.
Yeah, I'm telling you, like,
it's, what media outlets were there, pray tell?
I mean,
Pandora's website doesn't count.
I didn't see Pandora there.
Yeah. Also, Veggieholic doesn't count.
I mean, I...
Pucker and Pout. Pucker again, and Pout. Doesn't count.
Literally, in my notes that I have two last questions. What happened with Sandoval's band and what happened with Pucker and Pout? That's all. I'm just like...
Pucker and Pout, no one has updated in months, yet it still is like a thing. Okay. Sandoval's band broke up and then he was with that Charles McMansion guy. But then that guy is now like a crazy conspiracy theorist.
Oh, for what?
He's one of the members.
I knew you would
remember
know
that like Trump conspiracy. It was like QAnon is what it's called. Okay. He's a QAnon like leader. So he's doing wild tweets, like supporting like conspiracy. Like he's gone off the deep end.
Sandoval.
Sandy. But he's like fine because he's like a restaurateur now.
I
didn't
hate that song he had.
Not bad.
I don't even remember. I'm not even pretending to know. I remember every time it was on the show, I'd be like,
yeah.
I would like move my shoulders.
I'm in.
I still move to Good as Gold by Sheena Marie.
I'm here for the songs. If they were actual hard workers that would follow their true passions, like we would have albums, EPs,
we would have albums.
We would have music videos, like so much content. But like,
when was the last time you think Kristen updated her demo reel?
It's been years, my friend. And also Veggieholic is shut down. It is no more.
Really?
It's no longer a thing.
Wow.
She's a designer now.
Bless her.
Her mom,
James May is
a wild journey.
Always choose dare.
Gypsy. Someone I posted on
because
you cannot say gypsy anymore. Yeah.
Her response to it was like, why I guess I do stan Kristen Doty. Like, but her response was like, why
my
I
queen has spoken. Like, don't argue with her.
Talk to Fleetwood. What did she say? Talk to Fleetwood.
Take it up with Stevie Nicks and Fleetwood Mac. Not me with a black heart. Iconic.
It is iconic.
Yeah. Like, she's spoken. It's done.
Those shirts are. They're so white.
They're white girl, like, urban outfitters from like 10 years ago shirts.
It's like, I don't even.
They're not even Urban Outfitters because Urban is
cooler.
Yeah.
It's American Eagle.
It is American Eagle.
2005. And I was so like, what? Like, what? Like, Doty is that...
That's like the Michigan thing. In her, though.
But
that is that Michigan...
What I'm so confused is, it doesn't seem like... It doesn't feel like a Doty brand. Like, it's like, if you're gonna, like, make some t-shirts, like sayings on them, like say some of the funny shit that you said over the last 7 years.
Well, that's kind of what it was at the beginning. Like, but the whole like design aesthetic was terrible. It was like that like typewriter font. Yeah. And then like weird like feathers and stuff. And like on like American Apparel, like tank tops. But like when she came on my podcast like way back in the day,
yeah.
And she was talking about like writing like a blog about vegetables, I was like, you should do that, but you should also talk about like how much whiskey you drink and like the coke you do and the cigarettes, like
your brand.
Like embrace it. Like that's what makes people love you. Like we know that you're not some like blue jean baby LA lady. Like you are truly a Dodie, and Dodie is its own thing.
Yeah.
And when you fight the Dodie, you do yourself a disservice.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
I don't, and forgive me if you've already talked about this on the podcast before, or if you, and no, no. When did Ariana and Dodie make up, and why haven't we seen the makeup? Because they are so close.
They're close.
And they have never, the show has not mentioned it. They've just, it's like all of a sudden they're hanging out.
Yeah.
And we saw Ariana and Stassi sort of come to an understanding in their friendship, but Ariana and Dodie hated each other. And we got 2 seasons, I think, of them just like going at it.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden there's Ariana in a Choose Dare t-shirt supporting her gal, Kristen Dodie. When the fuck did that happen?
I know. We didn't, like, get that. I hope that this season...
But, like, right?
It must have been last summer sometime, like, in between filming. And then I hope that we get, like, a one-on-one girl date outing between them.
I just want them to, like, acknowledge it, because I find it really weird. I don't hate that they're not... I don't hate that they're, like, getting along. I like it. I think it's interesting. Yeah. But I would have loved...
Let's speak some truth to this.
To
like,
see what, how they got there.
I like, need a little that's fascinating BTS TV, action. In yeah.
I and how that friend... Like, they hated each other.
Mm-hmm.
They did.
They did.
Okay, just a question.
No, yeah. I think it was, like, the cameras weren't rolling, and then suddenly there was, like a seismic shift in the friendship. Like,
there could have been literally a... they need to go do some... not a voiceover, a confessional of Ariana being like, so yeah, I'm going to Kristen's launch event. We've actually gotten to become closer over the last few months,
yeah.
And I'm here to support her. And we're over the drama. Like, even if you just like acknowledge it, they haven't. No one's acknowledged it to our knowledge. And as a pump head,
it's not fair. Yeah,
I feel a little cheated.
Just total cheat. Add it to the fucking list of grievances. Kristen's mom
took 7 years to meet her, and
it took 7 years to meet her, and they still eclipsed her with Dana's like meltdowns. But I'm like, Faye, who is she?
Yeah, she looks
stunning.
Yeah, very pretty, but I'm saying she seemed like normal.
Yeah,
and I kind of expected the opposite.
Yeah,
like who raised my girl, Dodie?
Yeah, like where? Like I want to see behind the velvet curtain of like where the fuck Dodie came from and like how she got. Yeah,
there was no. I think Katie's mom was like took an edible that night at that dinner. Like she seemed like she was chilling.
She was chilling. Like everyone was pretty chill except for Kristen and Dana and Stassi. Lala decided she's going to reach out to James, and
I liked that.
I liked that too. But okay, I have a huge question, which is there is a flashback to her and Ariana having a past conversation about this.
Yes.
I don't know where they were, but there was a whiteboard behind them that said it had all these like scribbles on it.
Messed up.
So I was looking at the whiteboard because it said neck prevent sagging, neck and boobs lifting, underlined.
They're getting some.
What the fuck were they talking about? Like, where is the scene explaining why they have like a whiteboard with like potential plastic surgery ideas on it? Like, I need that scene.
I think that literally just went over my head, but I'm gonna rewind later today. And
I'm fixated.
I that went over my head.
I need to know. I might have to actually just do a poster straight up ask Ariana, like, what the fuck they were doing. Because I was like, what was this in reference to? Like, I need names. Are you talking about Dr. Lakey? Is this talking about Dr. Diamond? Like, who's getting what? Like, I need to know every single thing about that whiteboard.
Yeah. Good. Ariana looks a little different this season.
I think she got her lips done.
Is that it?
Yeah. I think she's just like gotten some Botox.
I mean, she looks good.
She looks great.
A little different.
Lala calls James. He agrees to meet her. And then she says, I'm not wearing lashes tomorrow. And then Ariana's like, good, you definitely good shouldn't. Yeah. It was like a very somber moment.
Lala. I like Lala. She's, you know, a little cheesy. But
I'm in.
But I'm no, but I'm in. I like her. She's great TV. I like her looks. She gives us some looks, except for Ariana and Stassi's party.
Yeah. I need more.
I agree
of
with
her.
You though. She is a bit phoning it in a bit this season. I feel I yeah.
She's resting on her laurels and I need her to step up to the plate.
Yeah. I'm just like, what's like?
She also has nothing to lose either because she's yeah. like, I don't need this because I have a man who basically pays for my life.
Yeah.
Like, my man, she's like driving a Rolls Royce and she yeah. deigns to show up for her shoots on this like random show that she kind of is interested in. Like, it's very clear that her priorities are in a different place.
100%.
But I'm like, girl.
Yeah.
Just another come to paycheck. Work. Yeah.
I agree.
Dana corners Beau and
I hated the scene.
This was really dark and sad.
I just wrote Stassi's mom. Yikes, 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 yikes. So yeah. bad.
I wrote she is insane.
It's hard to watch.
She negs her own daughter and just rings her out in front of her new boyfriend that she's in love with, who's like a great guy. And she says to Stassi like three different things. She's like, I don't want you to be yourself and mess it up. Then she's like, tells her the class. Also, this is like unoriginal because she basically stole Kelly Ben Simone's line when she goes, You're down here. He's up here. Like, Dana, we've been there, done this. Yeah. Like, move on.
It was tough.
Yeah. And then Stassi's like, he's seen the ugliest parts of me. Like, he doesn't. And then Dana goes, are you sure? Oh, which is like,
it's like sabotaging.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know. If my mom
said that to me, I would never say that.
A real sit down with.
But I'd be like, are you well? Do you have Alzheimer's? Like, what's going on? Do you need to go to rehab? Like, do we need to go do a 5150? Like, is your medication not working?
Yeah, something is off with her. I don't know what. I'm not going to try and diagnose. I will.
I think she's...
All right, Dr. Lara, what do you think the issue is?
I think that she's having, like, a psychotic break from reality.
Yeah.
When she's you not, go to
is she
dinner...
married or no?
She had her boyfriend at Stassi's birthday party when she was hitting on Beau in front of her man.
The dog blanket.
Yeah, I was like, honey, A, you picked up a dog's blanket off the floor and wore it. That
I feel like is something my mom would do.
Yeah, I mean, but you gotta do what you gotta do for the winter is coming party.
You gotta do for the look.
But like, honey,
but it was
get it the fuck together. Yeah. You're a grown woman.
It made me a little sad.
I think she hates Stassi. I think she resents Stassi.
Do you think she? Like,
I think she's very resentful. Yeah, I think Dana that. Wanted to be a star, yeah. and now she's and seeing her daughter become the star
she's
that
not
she
only
wanted
a star,
to be.
She has a book deal.
Like
coming
she's
out.
Done. She's
like, yeah,
yeah. What's Dana done? Playboy. That's it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And getting like a series of dysfunctional relationships.
Yeah.
I would venture to maybe say that like Dana and Stassi probably have always had like a beef relationship and that Stassi's more of like a daddy's girl.
Stassi's totally a daddy's girl. We've seen that from the...
I mean, he was like paying her allowance. So yes. like we get that. Yeah. But like...
I don't know. Yeah.
This is a woman that's stuck at like a very specific place in her life, like in a very specific mindset. I think Stassi has now eclipsed her mom in a maturity level, which is terrifying.
Yeah.
And like,
it's like the opposite. Now Stassi's the mom and Dana's the child. And that last night could not have been more evident of that.
And I also think that Kristen hates Stassi still.
What is that? What
she
was
fucking
that?
Hates her. That was like a throwback to season one where Kristen all she
like,
would do
is
talk
this
shit
coming
about
from. Like what? Like
I'll bet it's
there,
like
there were
book deal related somewhat. I'm sure there's like success. Someone brought up in the Facebook group, they were like, it's really nice of Stassi to include Kristen and Katie in that like wine deal that she has because
the Witches of WeHo wine.
The Witches of WeHo wine because she
was that only a Stassi deal?
I mean, she could have just like launched that on her own. Like that is not contingent on like.
Well, isn't it though? Because aren't they the witches of WeHo? Isn't
yeah,
it,
like, but like she or, could I mean, have I guess done she could her own.
Witch of WeHo, yeah.
I mean, she could have done. I don't know what you've done to me, but I'll take another Pinot Grigio. Like
I
she
hate
could
to break
have,
it to you, I would literally buy a case of that.
I know.
I would buy, and I know like my best friends would too.
I wouldn't, but like I respect the game. Like I get it. Like,
I don't know what I've done to you about taking.
Yeah, like she could have branded a lot of other wines or whatever. Like it ain't that hard to do these days. And like didn't they that's
right.
pretty generous of her to
is
like let them in on that deal.
Is the Witches of WeHo wine out?
I don't know.
I haven't seen it.
I have a headache thinking about like what it tastes like. But like would I drink some if someone bought me a bottle? Definitely.
Yeah.
Am I trying to like go buy that for myself?
Literally my best friend's birthday this weekend. I'm literally after this.
They did a red wine.
See if I can find a few bottles.
Yeah. If they do a red wine, I'd fuck with that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You're a red girl.
I'm a red girl. I can't with a white, it's like I'm really picky about that.
I like both.
But yeah, so Kristen, okay, also when Dana is telling Kristen when they walk into the restaurant, she goes, "You're the strongest woman I know."
That was wild.
I hope that Stassi grows up to become half the woman
Stassi
that you
wasn't,
are.
Stassi was there. She was like in the restaurant already. But watching that back, if like I was Stassi and I saw my mom say that to my like my friend, I would be like heartbroken. That would really fucking upset me. Yeah. I was like really upset on behalf of Stassi.
Stassi's the most successful woman on this show.
What was she say? Some of the shit Dana that was
Stassi has a hit podcast, a book deal, like launching wine, like is fully like
the star of her reality show.
The star of her reality show.
If there's a star of Vanderpump Rules,
the linchpin of this universe, like she has achieved like all the success, and then her
She's
mom is like
name.
Undermining her by telling this girl that fucking just only sold $9,000 of sales on a shitty t-shirt line that she hopes that she can grow up to be half the woman that she is.
Doesn't make any
fuck
sense.
You, Dana.
I know it's a big fuck. I totally agree. I think that was insane. It was insane.
Also, like congrats, $9,000 worth of sale. But when you're dealing with like retail and merch, like how much money you had to spend up front?
Well, my initial was, oh wow, and then I was like, wait, how much did she actually have to like?
Yeah, put into like this? You're
how
really
much
making.
Profit is she making?
Like maybe $3,000 to $4,000. Like okay, like let's.
Are stores selling James May? Like, is it an online thing? Is it an Instagram?
It's only
thing?
An online thing. Mm. It sounds like a lot of like upfront costs.
Sounds like a Sonia Morgan.
Yeah. I don't have a lot of faith in James May, but I hope for Kristen's sake that it.
By the way, maybe there are high schoolers. I don't know what the kids are like these days. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe they're like watching them. They're like, oh, that's cute.
I don't know like who the target demo is. Cost? I feel like they're like $40.
No.
I think we should look. I think we should
no,
look.
No, I don't want to know if it's $40. I mean, Dodie, you mastermind. I stan. I stan Kristen.
James May.
James May. Oh my God. Ariana.
Well, she's
wait,
saving.
No. Go back. Go back. Do you realize this goes back to my fucking point? Ariana and
Tom
Sandoval are the face of the website. Her ex fucking boyfriend and the girl that he left her for. I need to know how we got here.
Oh my God, wait. Okay, I'm actually having beef with this. So wait. Okay, Kristen has saved a lot of money.
Come from the land of ice.
She's using Zeppelin quotes now, which I take personal umbrage with.
Does she listen to Zeppelin?
Yeah, she's a rocker.
Happy looks so good on
there's the gypsy shirt.
Gypsy. Honestly, it's a nice website.
It's a nice website.
I'm dead.
This is like a
Squarespace. I'm dead that her cast members are her models.
A Shopify. This is Shopify.
I'm
pretty
sorry.
Sure.
I need to know how this happened.
Wait, also,
talk to me. Season 4, would you have ever guessed that James May would have been relaunched and the faces of the brand would have been Ariana Maddox and Tom Sandoval?
No.
Would you have ever?
I would have said, fuck you.
Thank you.
Don't lie to me. Okay, wait. James May is now selling like sequin tops.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
Where? Okay, new rock. I want some.
They have men's. Oh my God.
Oh wait, no, there's Veggieholic.
I have men's. Oh my God. This is
okay,
like,
wait. I think I might need a Veggieholic shirt. It's only
it's
$30.
Oh.
I gotta get that.
Maybe it's the wine that loves that. What is it?
Maybe it's the wine that loves me.
Oh,
love that.
Oh my God.
Okay, so okay. Right now I will probably buy
really
today.
Add it to the cart.
What's the vintage?
I
I was made. Oh,
so she's sourcing vintage and reselling it.
That's smart.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think this is like...
I think this aesthetic is so played out, though.
Yeah. I would have like... This would have been like lovely like 3 years
There's
ago.
A vintage baseball tee that I can fuck with.
What's that say? Cindy?
Yeah. It's cute.
That is cute. I'd wear that.
But like, okay.
Can we see the men's stuff?
Yeah, let's see the men's. You want to see the vintage?
I mean, I'll see it.
There are no, sorry. No, there are no products. No men's in this vintage. Collection. Okay, yeah. This is a Shopify site. And now I'm going to self plug my own Shopify site.
You got, girls got to eat.
It's called sexyuniquestore.com. Go to it. You can get Road to Sur prints.
I'm gonna go to it.
Yeah, I just made. So my designer that I've worked with when I did like the Road to Sur fan fiction episodes for like all the cast's origin stories. Oh, Michael Kaufman designed all these like insane movie posters for each episode, and you can buy them now.
I saw some of them on the Instagram.
Yeah. You can go to Sexy Unique Store and buy different sizes. There's a lot.
I want to see. You have to show me.
Yeah, I'll show you. You can buy those. You can buy Vanderpump Rules as a Show for Geniuses sticker. Oh, that's sold out right now, but I'll restock. Yeah, so then I have podcasts.
She's a mogul. Listeners. Yeah,
so I'm doing a lot here in this Sexy Unique Store.
Hey,
so check
you
it
and
out.
Dodie are just trying to have it all. I get it.
We're two veggieholics just trying to fucking eat in this world.
I get it. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Okay, wait. I am buying a veggieholic shirt later. I'm glad that I figured that out. Okay. Krista, okay, Dana is like off her meds. She's talking full-blown gibberish. She goes, I trapped Bo like a hamster in a habit trail.
What the fuck?
What does that mean?
By the way, if that was on a t-shirt, I would add it to my cart.
Yeah. Like a vintage baseball tee. Like a band tee that's like for hamster in a habit trail.
What the fuck did that mean?
I don't know. Then she goes, she leans into Stassi and said, this scare. It was like a Suspiria.
I was like, it literally.
It shook me. I got a shiver in my spine, like a bone chill that I haven't experienced in ages. She goes, my ovaries are being absorbed by my body. I'm going through menopause. And Stassi was like, is that how that even works?
I was shook.
I'm like, that's a woman.
To my core.
I think maybe she has like a pill problem, or she went off her meds, or like she's having like a bipolar freak out or something. Cause like you don't say that kind of shit unless you're really having a mental health issue.
That was like behavior that alarmed me.
Yeah.
As if I was her son.
Then Kristen gangs up with Dana against Stassi, which is crazy. Like, if my friend did that,
if I was Stassi, I would have left. I would have literally Ubered home. I would have been like, you guys, I can't. Bye.
Have a fun dinner. I'm out of here. Like, I'm boxing this up and I'll be eating at home watching The Sopranos. Like,
I lost my appetite watching it. I was like, this is a
wild. Kristen's talking shit about her with her mom, being like, she's so spoiled, and she like makes that face, and they're like fully having like a shit fest.
I literally watching, I kept putting myself like in Stassi's position, and like if my best friend was,
and Stassi was being like normal,
she handled herself in a way that I couldn't believe. I would have lost my shit. I would have lost my shit.
Yeah, I just would have been like, "Are you guys kidding me?" Which she did, and then Kristen was like,
100%.
But Kristen also, I think, tees her up to then urge her to kind of freak out or break down, so that then Kristen can like comfort her.
Yeah.
Like it's this weird symbiotic relationship. Up. It's like very bizarre, and it's so season one vibes, I was happy to
totally
see. Yeah, I mean, finally
by the way, those editors
show.
Like those editors that, going back
yeah,
and
that
forth between the moms
magical.
Well, between the moms and then them and Katie's confessional, I was there for it. I was like, this is but I really enjoyed last night's episode. I was like, this is what I want. Like,
yeah.
This is what I'm here for. This is
a
why
great
I'm, this is what I'm clocking in for.
Climax.
Totally. I have a question.
What's that?
Whose mom do you think is worse? Dana? Stassi's mom?
I know what's coming.
James Kennedy's mom?
I think that James Kennedy's mom is probably worse.
Wow.
I mean, I think they both have substance abuse issues.
Clearly.
I think that... I don't know, actually. That's a real toss-up. I can't imagine growing up with a mom like either one of them.
And
it makes me sad to think that anyone would have to grow up with a mother that's like that.
I don't know. I guess like in just the last two episodes, like I'm more sad for Stassi's mom and more scared of James's mom.
Yeah, but it's very, I love seeing how like the sausage was made in the sense that like it's really interesting to see these people. Like we've basically gotten to see like people with like deep, deep, dark psychological issues. And yep. Now we see the reasons why they have issues like that. So it's like no fucking wonder Stassi was such a misogynistic like bitch forever.
And her
like, why would you like women if that's your like main role model of female like behavior in your life? Same with James.
Yeah.
Doesn't excuse like their actions, but it like,
but it certainly gives us,
it gives me a lot of empathy for them that previously like was not there. Like I was like, fuck Stassi. Like
answers
you had
a lot of questions, answers a lot of questions.
A tough go of it.
Yeah. So it gives us empathy for them. Yeah. I don't know. I just, I thought of it.
Yeah.
It was it's interesting.
It's very interesting. Dana, still chewing, gets up and leaves the table, which is my favorite, is that she's like fully chewing a mouthful of like
the whole thing,
salad or whatever, while crying, even
crying. The scene, I would just, oh God.
I watched the Vanderpump, like they now do this like Vanderpumped, like pop up episode that airs right after. Okay. So it's like the same episode, but just like little pop-up tidbits and facts.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And so I watched just the tail end, like the last like 5 minutes of the Vanderpumped, and it said that Dana sobbed in that corner for 7 minutes before returning back to the table.
Jesus Christ.
And I just felt bad for Kristen's mother. Like she didn't sign, like this is the first time she's like come to LA to like visit, and this is like the psychosis that she gets thrust into.
The first time she's visited. Did Kristen say that?
We've never seen her on the show before.
I mean, Kristen literally flies out anyone.
Yeah.
Flies out, like she hasn't flown out her mother.
I know.
Brittany's whole family.
Mm-hmm.
Miami girl.
I never mean, forgot. Where's Faye been all of our lives? Oh my God.
I felt bad for Kristen's. I felt bad for Kristen's mom, Katie's mom, and kind of Katie.
Yeah.
It was a really uncomfortable last 5 minutes of TV.
Yeah. It was really bizarre.
Yeah.
But I want more.
I want more. It's like,
I would watch a Vanderpump Mom spinoff. I would do it. It would be so dark. You get all those women.
Dark.
James's mom.
That would be so dark.
Stassi's mom.
It would be too dark.
Sandoval's dad.
Oh my God.
Ariana's mom. Jax's mom, who's beefing with Jax, so you know that would be like great conflict.
Wow. We've come up with some really good spinoffs in the last 2 hours. I'm not gonna lie.
Bravo execs.
Bravo.
If you're
Bravo execs, if you're listening.
I would love a consultancy.
Got some
fee
ideas.
For that. Yeah.
And they ain't cheap.
Yeah. So pony up some dough. Jonathan, thank you so much for being my guest today.
I could literally hold this mic and do this all day with you. This was lovely.
This was really
fun.
Great.
This was my first podcast I've ever been on.
You're a natural.
Thank you. I feel like I've left the private sector and I'm now.
You're in the mix.
I'm here, and it feels great. Great.
Tell everyone listening where they can find you if you want to be found.
I mean, you can find me. I'm on Twitter and Instagram, believe it or not, as Jay Sauluk, and that's my middle and last name combined, and it's JSAULUCK.
Love that.
And, yeah.
This has been so fun. We have more to talk about, which we're going to do on a bonus episode.
I'm here. I got nowhere to be.
but for now, we'll let you guys go.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. I hope I didn't offend anyone. I hope all the Erica Jane fans still are with me here. And thank you to Richard Gold and.
Oh, and Paul, friends of the pod, friends of the early days,
who introduced us, who just had us over for a Lohan Beach House watch last week, where we inevitably met, and
now magic is happening.
There's magic.
This is how people come together.
Yeah, this is lovely. So thank you.
All right, bye. I know I'm feeling, 'cause I know.
mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.